a number of new equipment that has been now made available for the fire department. Talk about what's on display here and what are some of the new additions that are at your disposal.
Okay, well, right in front of me, right behind me, rather, is our special response vehicle. I think it was formerly known as the mini ambulance. That's been, you know, been talked about in the media as that, but we're calling it the special response vehicle. And it's going to be used in a variety of ways. Inclement weather, obviously. We talked about using it in over the winter. For example, snow clogged street, narrow streets, to be able to get down there, retrieve a patient, bring them back onto the a main drag where AMR ambulance will be awaiting to transfer them to the hospital. That's just one use, but it could be used for any of our special events, any kind of rugged terrain it has to transverse, things of that nature. So it's enclosed, and obviously to keep the patient warm and dry. So that's one piece of equipment. And bookends on both sides, you see these two SUVs. The white one is our for our behavioral health team. And both SUVs were purchased with opioid grant money. So the red one here is part of our planning division, who works actually hand in hand with our behavioral health team. So, and directly behind me is a new rescue boat that we just took delivery of about 2 weeks ago now. So that's going to be used, obviously, for rescue and water. It's going to replace one of our smaller Zodiacs that we have that's come to end of life. So we're going to shelve that. And we have a new boat that we're going to put into operation. And the trailers that you see on either side of me, those are to transport the UTVs and the snowmobiles. We have actually four of these trailers. And we'll be able to use those trailers to pre-position this equipment in areas of the city we think are going to be of most use.
Specifically with the special operations unit right here, I know so much has been made over the past couple of years in response to the blizzard that happened here in the city of Buffalo. Talk about how integral this piece of equipment will be in those sort of situations and what this adds to the equipment that you already have in place here through the fire.
I think the UTV purchase and the special response vehicle are very important. It gives us a lot of flexibility. It's able to get us access to places where, in this really severe weather, we didn't have access to previously, or we had to depend on outside agencies. So now all this equipment is internal to us, and we can use it in any way, shape, or form we want.